This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of people marched through Athens on Thursday as part of a general strike in response to the country's worst ever rail disaster last month. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The general strike in Greece was called in response to a rail disaster last month. Protests across the country have grounded flights, kept ferries to the Greek islands at port, left public hospitals running with emergency staff, halted public transport services, and led to class cancellations at state-run schools. Unions have rallied behind railway workers' associations who've staged rolling walkouts since the head-on train collision in northern Greece February 28th that left 57 people dead and dozens injured. The government, facing parliamentary elections before the summer, says rail services will restart on March 22nd and be restored gradually through April 11th. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The Fed lent hundreds of billion dollars in emergency funds to troubled banks. AP's Lisa Dwyer has that story.
The Federal Reserve says that cash-short banks have borrowed about $300 billion in emergency funding from the central bank in the past week. Nearly half the money, $143 billion, went to holding companies for the two major banks that failed recently, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. The money they borrowed was used to pay their uninsured depositors with bonds owned by both banks posted as collateral. An additional $148 billion in lending was provided to other unidentified banks through a long-standing program called the Discount Window and amounted to a record level for that program. Banks can borrow from the Discount Window for up to 90 days. Typically, in a given week, only about $4 to $5 billion is borrowed through that program. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.